You're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network. I'm Roderick Chambers. Well, retirement outcomes for Indigenous Australians are 27% lower than non-Indigenous Australians. At the Banking Royal Commission, financial advisers and superannuation funds have revealed that extreme difficulties Indigenous Australians face when it comes to accessing superannuation. A lack of consideration for structural and cultural barriers within the sector has resulted in many having little or no knowledge of their superannuation entitlements. Kate Rafferty has more.
Indigenous Australians are caught in a superannuation gap. The difficulties communities are experiencing has been the topic of recent discussion at the Banking Royal Commission, but Amanda Young, CEO of First Nations Foundation, says this is not news.
For about the last 5 years, we have become increasingly aware that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders want more out of their superannuation system and that they've been having great challenges accessing it and getting the kind of retirement or other outcomes that they're really looking for.
Professor of Finance at Griffith University, Robert Bianchi, contributed to a group research project that uncovered the extent of the superannuation gap.
So we ran the calculations and simulations, and Indigenous Australians on average will end up with about 27% less in their superannuation account balances in comparison to non-Indigenous Australians.
Eva Shearlink, the CEO of Australian Institute of Superannuation Trustees, explains superannuation is particularly important for many Indigenous Australians.
For some people it might be the home that they own, and for other communities, particularly low-income communities, superannuation, it's likely to be, you know, the biggest asset that they may have.
Young says First Nations Foundation has first-hand experience with the difficulties Indigenous Australians face.
First of all, we know that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have low financial literacy. And that is something that I think both the government and the financial services sector need to look at. I don't know if you have had to navigate the superannuation system. My goodness, it has so many forms. And there are so many different funds and they all have their own forms. Plus, you have to go to the forms from the fund, the forms from the government. You have to go to the tax office or the Department of Social Services. You also have to get medical evidence. My goodness, the amount of information that you need to compile to be able to interact with your superannuation can be quite onerous.
Professor Bianchi adds that the nature of the system makes superannuation inaccessible for remote Indigenous communities.
I think if you look at the superannuation industry at the moment, it's a very modern online system. As you go and move out of the capital cities and you go to the regional areas and then to the community areas, what we're finding in superannuation is that it is very difficult to link individuals with their superannuation account balances.
Shearlink has suggestions for how the sector can close the superannuation gap.
The place to start is how we communicate. At the moment, we use a lot of jargon, we use a lot of complicated forms and leaflets, and our websites are full of, you know, complicated information, not just for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander members, but for everyone. I think it would be easier to understand superannuation if we made our language a whole lot plainer.
Professor Bianchi recommends that the best way to improve the system is to form relationships with the Indigenous community and build trust.
From a superannuation perspective, I think probably the onus is on superannuation firms to increase their engagement with the Indigenous Australian community. And in the Banking Royal Commission yesterday, we heard how QSuper has actually gone through that process. They've actually gone to different communities in Queensland, and it was actually by doing this and them experiencing these difficulties that they finally were able to sort of understand how difficult it is for Indigenous Australians to make a connection with their current superannuation account balances.
Despite criticism, Shearlink remains positive about the good that can come from the superannuation sector.
I think there is a lot of goodwill in the superannuation industry in order to try and improve outcomes for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander members. For some funds, they find it a bit overwhelming and don't know where to start. And I think the important thing is just to start with something.
Eva Sheelink, CEO of Australia Institute of Superannuation Trustees, ending that report by Kate Rafferty.